You're listening to Wheelationships.
These are the five things we talked about last week that we should do. Expand your connections, grow and own, identify a specific issue, validate and love them. Now, it's sort of like, if you really think about it, when you're dealing with a fence-resistant, button-pusher type of person, this difficult person who does not respect your fences, who you say no to and they keep doing whatever they're going to do, when you're dealing with that type of a person, it's a lot like dealing with a hurricane, if you think about it. Hurricanes really don't respect your fences. You know, when Charlie came through, Charlie did not respect our fence whatsoever. Plowed right through it, as a matter of fact, knocked it all over the place, as well as a tree and everything else. Okay. Hurricanes are just like fence-resistant people for the most part. And so when you're dealing with a fence-resistant person, it's just like you're dealing with a hurricane. They're not going to respect your fence. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to expand your connections. You're going to make sure you're not on your own, that you have people and friends and family that you can, you know, connect with, so that if something does happen, you know, you have that strength to go from. You grow and own. You figure out what your responsibilities are, and you take care of your responsibilities. The hurricane is not going to respect you or your property, so you better make sure that your property is taken care of. So you do that. You identify a specific issue to work on. In other words, if you go willy-nilly, just going, oh, it's coming, oh, and you run over and try to fix everything at once, you get nothing fixed. So you identify, okay, we got to take care of getting the garbage cans in, check. We got to take care of covering the windows, check. Got to take care of selling the dog, check. We got to take care of, you know, all of those things. You validate, well, you know, you validate in the sense of, you know, this is really going to happen whether I want to or not, and I understand, and yes, this really is a category 15, and so I'll probably respect that. So, and but no, you don't love hurricanes. Sorry. That's where the analogy kind of falls down. We don't love hurricanes. Bob Henley were here. He would tell you he does love hurricanes, but that's a different thing altogether. You could pray that God will change the direction, but if that ridge of high pressure moves, then, you know, you better start gassing up your generator. And that's pretty much the way it is with a fence-resistant person. You don't have control of them. That's the biggest thing. We want to control them. You don't, and you should not try to control them. So enough with the hurricane analogy. Let's go to number six. The sixth thing I need to do when dealing with a fence-resistant person is to resist the urge to treat them as a project. Okay? There's a lot there. Main thing I want to focus on from this clip is the idea that we're to keep a playing field that's level. Okay? We're not coming at it from, I'm up here and you're down here and I got to fix you. We're coming at it from the direction of, we want a relationship with this button pusher, with this fence-resistant person, but their resistance to our fences is causing a break in the relationship. So I'm not there. I want to resist that urge to treat them like a project. We're not, you know, one of us is not more holy or more good or, okay, got that? It's a relationship, not a project. By the way, I was pushed while I was over here, and I was. It's good. We just heard it's good. It's good. She pushed me. She pushed me and brought it to my attention that when I mentioned where we're going in Sunday school, it sounded a little negative, because it did when I heard myself back. We're not like, as far as where we're going in Sunday school from here, it's not like we're going, I have no idea. We have several good subjects, and it's just hard to choose the best one right now. Okay, it's going to be good. So we have, okay. Okay, well, I'm not so sure I have the same faith, but yeah, it's going to be good. So we have some good things we're looking ahead to. But don't resist the urge to treat me like a project. Push me, but not as a project every week. Okay, seventh thing to do with your fence-resistant person is to request change. Now, you may have thought we have already covered this, because back in number three we said identify a specific issue. Well, that was internally. This is actually externally to them. Okay, this is what I would like to see. This is the fence that needs to be respected. And this is the point where we transfer the responsibility to them. Because until we do this, until we actually verbalize the change that we want to see, we're keeping the responsibility with us. We're enabling or we're doing whatever. You know, it's just all here. It's in my head going, oh, it's driving me crazy. Okay, well, go through these steps and then get to the point where you can request the change. You might have been unclear in the past. You may have failed to communicate the change that you want in a proper and reasonable manner. Maybe you've requested it before, but it's been in the nature of, you're driving me crazy! Okay. And really, the request was lost in all of that other stuff. Okay. What we're saying, you get to the point here where you can reasonably and responsibly request a change, such as, I would like you to stop putting me down when we're with friends. I would like you to take more initiative with parenting, specifically in helping the children with their homework. Since we're both working, I would like you to cook half the meals. I'm not trying to give anybody ideas. Just those are just examples. Ooh, I have a new request, huh? Work that out for yourself. Okay, number 8, give time and patience. Give time and patience. Never pray for patience. But give them time and patience, because this might be the first time that they've clearly understood you, clearly heard you. This might be the first time that you've clearly communicated what the fence is, what your request is. And this boundary setting may be just new for them. Especially in this particular area. Maybe you're good with fences in every other area. Maybe this is a fence-resistant person in just this one thing. And this is the first time you've really dealt with it in a good manner. Maybe it's the first time you've been honest and direct with it instead of kind of getting it offhand and over your shoulder and sarcastically. Maybe this is the first time you've dealt with it like an adult. Or it might be the first time that you've dealt with it and you really mean it and you're actually going to stick to it. So don't go to consequences right away. Give them time and patience. You're requesting the change. Now step back and see what happens. Don't assume. A lot of times we go in assuming this is going to be like every other time that we've discussed this. Well, maybe every other time you've been yelling and screaming. Maybe every other time it just didn't really connect. Maybe this is the first time they had an aha. Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Or maybe this is the first time you're actually going to stick with your fence. You requested it before and it didn't happen and you just kind of let it go because you didn't want to address it. So your spouse, if this is a spouse, the other person may have to adjust to this new reality and kind of get their head around, oh, this is really a fence I need to respect. You've trained them. If this has gone on for a long time, then you've trained them for a long time to ignore your fence. So you got to give time. You know, you've worked on this for however many years, and now you're requesting something new. Well, we all know how we are with new things sometimes. So give it time. And if it works, then great. Matthew 18 says, if you go to someone who offends you and you tell them, then you have won them. So if this works, then you've won your spouse. You've won this other person. So give it time and patience. Then number 9, establish appropriate consequences. Establish appropriate. And that's the reason that word is on the blank. Appropriate. That's the biggest thing here. Appropriate consequences. All of these steps, 1 through 8, are good for anyone when you're trying to establish your fences. Even if it's with a fence-loving person, these are all good. This step is usually only needed if you have a fence-resistant person. Usually you don't have to go to consequences if you have a fence-loving person because they respect your fences. They want to connect with you, and so they'll do it. It's only when you get a fence-resistant person that you really have to bring consequences into play. And if you have a button pusher, a difficult person, someone who is continue to violate your stop, your don't go there, you know, when you say that, they continue to do that, then there need to be consequences. Consequences are what? The result of another act. That's all they are. Something, an action happens, the result of that action is consequences. Okay? You drop a glass bowl on concrete, that's the action. The consequences are the bowl breaks when it hits the concrete. So let's talk about what are consequences that are appropriate. Well, they help with reality and protection. Someone who is continuing to push past your barriers, if they're doing that, if you have a fence-resistant person and they're continuing to try to push past your barriers, they're doing that because they're gaining something by doing that. And whatever they're gaining is more valuable to them than the consequences they're experiencing. So your consequences are helping them with reality. That, no, you shouldn't go there. Because the consequences are such that you don't want to go there. Because it's more painful than the benefit you get out of getting past that fence. Consequences aren't about fixing, how many times have we said this, fixing the other person or making them change. They're about defining this reality and communicating to them that this fence is a real thing and it's going to be costly to violate that. And coupled with that is, the whole reason is you're protecting what's inside your fence. You're protecting your emotions and your choices and your all of those things that you own. You're protecting that. And this is the reality of it. So consequences help with reality and protection. Consequences also should be deliberate. Appropriate consequences are deliberate. They shouldn't be set on the spur of the moment. They shouldn't be set, okay, they do some. You say, don't do this. They do it. And then you enact consequences on the spur of the moment. Oh, yeah, well, you know. No, that's not a deliberated consequence. A consequence, you should think about it. You should, you know, when we set consequences for our children, we deliberate. Okay, what should be the appropriate consequence for this? Yelling because they went past the boundary, unless the boundary happens to be the edge of the street and they're walking in front of a car, yelling is usually not the most effective kind of consequence. That doesn't teach them that there's a reality there that they should change. It's not about getting even. It's not about punishing. It's about protecting what's inside your fence. So deliberate. Thirdly, they should connect with reality. Reality should be what the fence-resistant person is responding to, not you necessarily. It's reality that they should be running headlong into. The consequence that comes should connect with that reality. So if you start a tantrum, then the consequence, consequence that connects with reality might be that the conversation is over. We're not talking. You know, if that's the way you're going to respond, we'll wait. We'll talk about this some other time when you can handle your emotions, because they're your emotions. So we need to do this in a right manner. That's a consequence that connects with reality. You don't do a chore, then a related consequence would not be, we come up with some crazy consequences that have no connection with the reality of the chore not being done. Well, the chore's not done, then that'll take some, that a consequence may be that takes time away from something else that I need to do. If I need to help with that chore because you haven't done it, then the related consequence is, then maybe that takes time away from something I need to do. One of my chores, like dinner or doing your laundry. Just saying, that's a consequence that connects with reality. Okay? Correlates with severity. appropriate consequence correlates or connects with the severity of the consequence. The more severe the fence resistance is, the more severe the consequence is, but they should be correlated. It should be severe enough to matter, but not so severe that the consequence becomes the focus rather than the fence. It's the reality of the fence that we're trying to drive to, and the reality of this connection between us. So a misdemeanor shouldn't be treated like a capital offense, and a capital offense shouldn't be treated like a misdemeanor. They should connect. A spouse that won't help with the dishes might need to cook a meal or two to get the idea of what that's all about. Okay, that kind of connects severity, okay? Any thoughts, questions here? I'm just plowing ahead. I think you got it, okay? Consequences that are appropriate can be enforced. Can you and will you? If this is the consequence that you're determining goes results from this action, then can you and will you enforce that consequence? If not, then it's not an appropriate consequence. I'll kill you. Well, no, you won't. That's not an appropriate consequence. All right? It's not. 99.9% of the time, it's not. All right? So if you can't enforce it, okay, I'm going to ground you for a month. Well, no, you're not. Okay. If you can and you will, then okay, fine. Okay. I'm never talking to you again. Well, is that good or bad? I'm not sure. So can be enforced. Preserve freedom. Appropriate consequences preserve freedom. Your spouse's freedom. And I say preserve freedom, preserves their freedom. Because this is not, consequences are not you must, you better, you have to, because you're not taking away any of their choices. They still have all their choices. You're simply establishing what the reaction is going to be to their choices. I don't know what you're going to do, but here's what I'm going to do. This is going to be my response if you respond this way. If you continue to yell, then you can choose to do that. But I'm going to end my part of the conversation and walk away till you can get it under control. All right? I don't know what you're going to choose to do. You're not taking away their freedom. You're not taking away their choices. You're not saying you have to do this. But this is simply their consequence. Consequences that are appropriate happen as soon as possible. Everyone, from your spouse down to your dog, needs to connect what the consequence was with what just happened. Okay? Everyone has to associate the action with the reaction. So it should happen as soon as possible. It should communicate respect. Consequences shouldn't be rude. They shouldn't be demeaning, sarcastic, humiliating. Shouldn't be a put down or a belittling of them and who they are. Simply a result of the action. And consequences should change. Consequences that are appropriate will change because over time, if fences are respected, then the severity of the consequences are going to lessen. And if the fences still get violated, then the severity is going to increase. So they're going to change. They're not going to change immediately because you're going to step back, you're going to watch, you're going to see what happens. Here, what are some examples? Let me stop right here and give you some examples of appropriate consequences. We already done some, but when you're thinking about what's appropriate, then you say, okay, what do we want here? What do we want to see happen? What's being violated with my fences? You go through all these steps that we've talked about, and you determine, okay, here's what we will do as a result. If a fence is being resisted, if my fence is being violated, then here's what I'm going to do, okay? For instance, you determine that I would like you to pick up after yourself. Okay, well, some examples of possible appropriate consequences would be, and if you don't, the consequence will be, I'll stop picking up your stuff for you. Now, maybe that should be go without saying, but, you know, I have to say, I would like you to pick up your stuff. If you don't pick it up, I'm not going to pick it up. That's a consequence. I'd like you to pick up after yourself. I'll pick up your stuff, but I'm not going to wash it. I'll pick it up. I'll put it in the hamper for you, but if I have to pick it up, it's not going in the laundry. Sorry. I like this one. We use this with our kids a lot. I'd like you to pick up after yourself. Now, if you don't, I'll pick it up for you, but then it's mine. I may sell it, I may throw it away, but it'll be mine. Okay. Now, go back to, is that enforceable? Yes. But some of you really need to think about that, because you go, oh, I feel so bad for them. I've got all their stuff. I guess I ought to give it back because they're going to be naked. That's a consequence. I would like you to stop being late. Okay, well, a consequence may be I'll start without you. You know, if you're late for dinner, well, we'll just eat without you, and you can warm it up when you get home. Or I'd like you to stop being late. We'll leave without you. We had that video clip the one Sunday of that. Okay. I'd like you to stop throwing temper tantrums. Well, I'll leave the room if you don't, or I'll join a support group for raging spouses if you continue like this. Again, severity. I'll ask our friends for help. So those are possible consequences. All right? Yeah.
I was just going to say, in case you weren't here last week, too, remember the precursor to all this is running it through a checklist of, is this really significant enough that it's worth the conflict? You know, some things, picking up clothes, not a big deal. I don't really care. But if it has a negative impact, if it's causing you to withdraw, if it's causing you to build up resentment or want to distance yourself from somebody, then, yeah, it needs to go through these steps. But not everything does, just because it's something that's Your behavior is not perfect in some way. It depends.
Consequence, the severity and the consequences are going to match how severe you feel it is. Okay, if it's no big deal, then it's no big deal. If it doesn't need a consequence, then continue to own that. That's fine. Okay, it may be still within your fence. Right. Consequences that are appropriate happen with warning. Establish the fence. Evaluate whether it's being respected. Give notice of consequence. Be patient and see if the other person is trying to comply. And if they're still not complying with what you've requested, you've told them what the consequence is. Okay. It shouldn't be a surprise to them when the consequence happens, because you should have already told them. Okay, you should have asked them to comply. They're not complying. And you say, okay, look, I've asked you to comply. There's going to be consequences. And then you tell them what the consequences are going to be. And then you watch and see what happens the next time. And then they don't comply. Now you can enact consequences. Yes?
Most of that sounds like when you're dealing with children. I mean, I cannot even imagine going up to Tom and saying, hey, you picked up your underwear, or else I'm not going to wash it. No, I pick it up.
I mean, because that's something that you've determined was within your fence. That's you've determined, okay, I'm okay with that. But if he were being ugly to you, if he were yelling at you, if he were abusive to you, if he were if he wasn't the sweet, wonderful person that we already know he is, you know?
I don't think Paul will really around either.
I'm happy to hear that.
I think I may visit you now. Where that was such a frustration. Every time they saw it sitting on the ground, every day, the same place, it just infuriated them. And they realized that it was causing such emotion that there was resentment. So it needed to be addressed, their emotion as well as their action.
But I think that she has a problem of him, socks or whatever, good grief.
Well, but if either you care about it and it's something that you've determined. Okay, if you've determined that's part of my responsibility and I'm going to pick those up, then that's what you've determined. But if you've determined that you have a problem with that, then you're going to have to address it at some point. It may not be, this is not necessarily where you're going to sit down and have this 30-minute discussion about picking up your socks. But we all have something that we have certain fences that are there, whether it's picking up socks, whether it's cleaning up after yourself, dishes, or whether it's helping out around the house or whatever it may be.
Shouldn't you know that basically before you get married?
Really? Really? Hang on. Let her talk.
I know of situations where I've gone over to a certain person's house and her bedroom looked like a tornado went through it. Somebody else saw the same thing, and yet they chose to marry that person. It could change. You know about it, so why, if it bothers you, then, you know, maybe it doesn't bother. I don't know.
But
I
mean,
you know, you can change. You can force change. It has to.
We're not talking about forcing change. We're talking about, this goes directly to all we've been talking about with fences all this time. Is, yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it bothered me as her mom. It did not bother Wendell as her dad.
Yeah.
Wendell could close that door and walk away. So it was my fence, but it wasn't Wendell's fence. So, and still today, she'll say it's not, you know, her house. And she'll tell me, oh, I'm cleaning house. And she said, the way I clean, Mom, I'm sorry, not the way you clean. But, you know, it was a fence for me, but it didn't bother Wendell. So then it got to where, you know, then Wendell and I would disagree on this because I felt like, you know, that room needed to be cleaned up. And he said, can you just shut the door? So then what do you do?
And part of that is what you saw as your responsibility.
Right.
What was inside your fence was the house. What was probably inside his responsibility was outside the house. So if she'd have been outside messing up the yard, which he probably saw as his responsibility, he would have probably had a problem with that. That was what belonged to him. Okay. Again, we're talking about what you feel belongs to you and what doesn't. Now, if you feel like certain things don't belong to you, then it won't bother you. Because it's not, and it shouldn't bother you. Because it's not yours.
It shouldn't bother him because it bothered me. And then that's another class.
Wow, look at the time. I'll just say, if
it really bothered Trudy at home, it would bother you to a certain point. It would have to because you would see the scheme, you know.
Okay. And what then I would say is,
Wendell tells me to handle it with her.
You need to deal with it. Because it's your fence, it's your responsibility. Now, if she then started back-talking you and giving you a hassle and blah, 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 doing all this stuff, I might step in as the dad because this whole protection thing, you know, you're inside my fence. So I feel that obligation to you. But as far as whether or not, you know, that issue belongs to me, no, it really doesn't.
Right.
Okay. And, okay. She's gone. And I'll just add with that, people change. What did your room look like when you were a kid? Okay. And she's a great housekeeper. I mean, she keeps things. Yeah, her, and she told me that because I didn't know. So it'll be okay. But that was her responsibility.
Sally, I do want to tag on. This is not about changing people. It's
exactly.
About protecting our love, that connection, and relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, this, it's all about.
The whole emphasis of this isn't about changing someone or making them to conform so that we are happy. This is all about keeping the love healthy and relationship and the connection healthy so that there aren't obstacles blocking all that.
It's okay. All right? We're good? All right. Well, have a good day. We'll see you next week.